This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Welcome back. It's Kelly and Company. We're just getting the program started on your Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. We hang out here every day from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern time. The repeat of the program is at 5 p.m. Eastern. So whenever you can join us, do so. And maybe the weekend's a better time. Well, check out the best of Kelly and Company Saturdays and Sunday right here on AMI Audio. Well, Rum, every other Tuesday, we're joined by our nutritionist, Julia Karanchis. So let's bring her on board and talk a little bit about berries today.
I love the world of nutrition. Join me, Julia Karanchis, as we talk about everything from food and nutrition to living a vibrant lifestyle.
As usual, giving us food for thought, kind of more what we can expect, what we can benefit from when we have these conversations, certainly from the foods that we ingest. Today we're chatting about berries and the immune system. Julia, sounds great.
Hi, guys. Yeah, well, it's time. It's time to talk about the immune system. I feel like we were just here talking about cold and flu season. I feel like we just did a segment, but nonetheless, here we are again. And I think now more than ever, as we're coming into our, what is this, our third cold and flu season, with our pandemic, that, you know, we are more than ever wanting to keep our immune system strong. And what a more delicious way to do that than with berries.
Yeah,
and sure. And you know, they're also so versatile, right? Like, they can be incorporated so many ways into the diet. So I wanted to talk about it.
They're kind of that fun thing that people are more comfortable with, I guess. It's kind of like, for some of us, it's like, oh, it's like incorporating dessert into our, you know, meal. And it's a positive. It's a good thing for me. So can we group berries into one category and treat them all equal?
Okay, this is a great question. No, we cannot. We cannot. And although this food all shares the same last name, right? Strawberries, gooseberries, blueberries, elderberries, it's all berries. They do have different offerings nutritionally. So it would definitely be a benefit to eat a variety of them. And I really want to stress that, because I know variety in diet is unusual. To be honest, I mean, on average, people eat the same 15 foods. You either go to the grocery store or you do your grocery list, and you're always buying sort of the same thing. And so I definitely want to stress the importance of not buying the same thing and either listening to the sales flyer as a way to help, like, navigate through choosing some variety, and also makes it more economical. But, you know, and we'll talk about that, as different food offers different nutrition. So it's important.
Okay, and can we talk about the different types of berries and what they can do for us, because we're trying to stay away from eating the strawberries all year long?
Yeah, so, right, like, so many different berries, way more than what we have time to talk about here, right? I mean, we just don't, there's just so many berries. So we're going to stick with the common ones. So let's highlight strawberries and raspberries. Okay, those are really high in vitamin C, which we all know is an antioxidant. We all know we should be taking it when we're sick. Specifically, vitamin C helps the body with its antibody production. And in fact, one cup of strawberries will give you more vitamin C than an orange, because the orange usually gets the credit for toting a lot of vitamin C. And when when you're doing vitamin C chewables or vitamin C liquid, I just bought a vitamin C supplement liquid for my son, and it doesn't actually taste like oranges, but the bottle says that it tastes like oranges, and the liquid is orange itself. Like, they're really trying to, like, push this, you know, orange and the vitamin C situation. But one cup of strawberries will give you more vitamin C, and it will actually also give you your recommended daily intake. So your RDI, which is the dose that, you know, is recommended to be taken for general health. And it's very good for skin and joints, because it contributes to collagen production. So lots of things going on with vitamin C.
Excellent. Since we're getting towards Halloween, what about the booberry? Oh, okay. The blueberry. It's so popular.
It's so popular. It's so popular. And unfortunately, it's really not good right now because it's not in season. So it is so popular, berry. And the blueberry is going to give you a very good dose of an antioxidant called a flavonoid. And the research here has shown us that by eating the type of flavonoids that are found in blueberries, it can help fight off respiratory infections.
Wow. So it would be good if we had more of them available at this time of the year.
Yeah. I mean, gosh, they just taste really terrible right now. But we also want to remember the blackberry. Mm-hmm. So the blackberry has the same texture as a raspberry, but I think it has more seeds in it. Like, it's not as smooth going down
as a
raspberry. So texturally, it's really not the most desirable berry, I think, because of that texture. But it's very important nonetheless because it contains vitamin A, which also can help your immune system by regulating the number and function of a type of immune system cell. So it is very important. There are also some key micronutrients. So, like, you know, these are our vitamins and minerals and little phytonutrients, the tiny, tiny guys that play a key role in immune function. And therefore, you know, if we don't eat enough berries and we have a nutritional deficiency, it does directly weaken our immune system. And we can talk about that some more. I mean, a nutritional deficiency in general can weaken the immune system because your immune system really needs a large variety of vitamins and of minerals. And so it's really important to start being mindful of the choices that you're making when you're choosing the foods, because you want to choose foods that are high in those nutrients, especially this time of year, right? So that's why, like, variety is really important in that regard.
And speaking of that, like, what's available this time of year, berries are not in season right now. And maybe we were keeping track of when things were in season when we're shopping because we're trying to eat seasonally. But it can be hard to find. So what are your suggestions to fitting them in our daily or, you know, at least more often during this time of year?
Right. So this is a great question. As food is becoming more, first of all, food's becoming more expensive. I don't know if anybody's noticed that, but just general inflation rates, we know, are at an all-time high. And so in general, food is just becoming crazy. And then you compound that with trying to buy fresh produce that is out of season, and it isn't very economical or tasty. I mean, I have tried 3 times now to buy blueberries, and I will buy regular blueberries, I will buy organic blueberries, and they all just taste like little sour candies to me, and not good ones. Like, none of the delicious artificial flavor happening there. Like, they're just sour, and my oatmeal is just ruined. But so my suggestion here is to buy frozen, and you can buy a lot of really great quality produce frozen. And we've talked about this before on previous segments about all the types of fruits and vegetables that you can buy frozen. And it doesn't really disturb the nutritional levels because the fruit is picked and then it's flash frozen.
Right.
So it's frozen right away and it's like maintained its freshness.
And fruit, if you compare fruit, vegetables, because some people will say, well, probably it's better if you're flash freezing the vegetables. It doesn't matter, right? There's still that equal, you know, it doesn't matter if it's vegetable or fruit you're talking. The flash freezing services both equally well.
It does. It does. And something to be aware of, which I don't think most people are. I mean, it was certainly something I didn't know in my younger years was, you know, the longer you have fruit sitting in your fridge, like, it sort of diminishes in terms of its nutritional power. Like, things dissipate from it. And especially if you pre-cut things, like, when you cut, you kill nutrients. And when you cook, you can do the same thing. And so when you talk about this, you can really see the importance or the benefit, I should say, the perk of eating the frozen stuff because it hasn't been sitting. So, you know, if you were to ask me, for example, would I rather have, you know, this lettuce that's been sitting in my fridge for a week or the frozen spinach in the freezer section, I would choose the frozen spinach.
Yeah.
Because I know it's been flash frozen and it was frozen right away as opposed to this now wilty lettuce that I have let sit for over a week.
And it's kind of still, I don't know if people are using frozen as much still, Julia. Like, I've gotten into it for a few years now. So, and you know, after all the conversations we've had with you on the show, I know that as long as the ingredients don't say anything but the vegetables or the fruit that I'm using, that these are not, they don't have any additives and they were flash frozen. But I've still had conversations with people where frozen is not their first choice.
No, that seems to be the smoothie choice, right? People associate it with smoothies.
Exactly.
And the stuff that we're supposed to keep at room temperature, well, I'm afraid it'll go bad. So that we put it into the fridge.
Yeah. But it's interesting, right? Because so much of our stuff goes to waste because we can't use it on time, so like you're talking about.
So much waste. Yep. Oh, yeah.
And we're stuck with the season.
Food waste is a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're stuck with that season. You get the stuff. You end up eating it quickly. And that it's almost like we have that time frame. We gorge on it. And then it's gone and we just hope. It's like, I hope I don't get scurvy. Like back in the days when salt was the way to solve that for the sailors, right? Or beer.
Yes. Yeah. But now we have all these amazing, you know, like flash freezing where we can preserve the food and its goodness and enjoy it all year long. And I get it. Like with frozen fruit, I mean, I do think there is a stigma. Fresh is such a greenwashed word. Oh, fresh fruits and vegetables, and fresh sounds so lovely, but sometimes it's not that lovely. Like if it's been sitting, it's not that good. Yeah. And I know with frozen fruit, especially once you thaw it, it's not the same texture. Like me putting frozen blueberries in my yogurt, it's not, or in my oatmeal, I should say, is not the same texturally as me putting a fresh blueberry in there. And so it's totally different, but it doesn't mean that it can't be delicious, right? Like if you thaw some blueberries and you get those, like the juiciness from them and you put that on top of yogurt, I mean, that almost is kind of like this little syrupy compote situation. You could put it into pancakes and it gives a really nice flavor, right? If you put frozen fruit into pancakes, you can obviously, like, you know, my go-to is always to add it directly to the blender for a smoothie.
Yeah. But what we're talking about is basically the way we consume it in the wintertime, where we've got it in our mind. That's the acceptable way to consume it as part of pancakes, as part of the smoothie, as part of, and like you said, because then we're not bothered by the, ooh, it's a gooey texture.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, so
it's a funny texture.
Julia, texture rules us. Should we aspire? Would we want to consume berries daily?
Yeah, we do. The guidelines indicate, like our food guide says, that we should be getting 6 to 12 servings of fruits and vegetables combined every day. And so eating fruit daily is essential to achieving this goal. Okay. And I wouldn't only eat berries to not miss out on the other nutritional offerings of other fruits. But there is certainly room for them all. I mean, if you're looking at 6 to 12 servings, let's say 12, I don't really know anybody that actually gets that, by the way. And so you've got 6 servings of fruit and then you still have 6 servings of veggies. I mean, that's, you know, there's room for apple, banana, and an entire cup of berries in there. And then you go with what's on sale in terms of how to choose your berry, or you buy a frozen bag of blueberries this month. Next month, you buy a frozen, a bag of frozen strawberries, and then you just rotate that way. But yeah, there's definitely room for it. I definitely would encourage it.
Mm-hmm. And again, for us with berries, we really are better to buy that bag than just say, well, I'll just stock up on them and freeze them as I go, because they'll still turn to that same mush. You're spending that money and not having it flash frozen.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But if it's going to go to waste, do freeze it. I have done that. I have bought a huge thing of blueberries from Costco and then I forgot it in my fridge when I went away. And I had my in-laws go over, take it out and put them in the freezer. And then I just use them for smoothies and it was delicious. And I didn't waste any food.
Awesome. Wonderful topic. We will bear it in mind, the berries. Thank you, Julia. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Bye, guys.
Julia Cranch is talking to us about berries and the immune system. Next time, we'll be talking about essential nutrients for men's and women's health. Ramya Muth and Kelly McDonald, hosts of Kelly & Company. We're working our way through the first hour of the program. When we return, here's an interesting thing to think about. Following more than a year of employees working off-site and away from their teams and managers, just how happy are managers with their supervisors? We chat about this next with our friends from Robert Half. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.